Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And for the first time since we have the GNU, we have our regular parliamentary correspondent, Rob Hutchinson, to talk to us about what is going on in Parliament. Rob, how are you doing?
Very well, and yourself, Benji?
Very, very well, thank you. Great to have you on the show, as usual. So we've got a GNU. That was something that we didn't have the last time you and I spoke. Let's start overall, just giving us a sense. How do you think that the GNU is going to affect parliamentary matters in the next 5 years?
Well, that's a tough question to answer, Benji. There's good points and bad points to it all. But overall, from my point of view, I think it's going to be a tough time ahead, a great learning curve for many people, learning how to cooperate, how to work together, how to get things forward and keep them moving forward for the sake of the people. It'll be time to put personal differences aside, different ideologies aside, and so on. However, what does concern me is the performance at a municipal level. We've seen coalitions there which haven't been too successful, and if that's anything to as if that's an indicator of what's to come on a national level, then I kind of do have concerns about Parliament perhaps stalling, taking too long to come to conclusions, and of course ideological. Matters coming into play and overruling governance as a whole.
So there is still some hangovers from the last administration that we're sort of dealing with. Probably the first one that we're having a fight over is this issue of the Bella Bill, because it is on the president's desk on the one hand, so he could technically just sign it into law. But the new education minister, who's not from the ANC, kind of saying to the president, don't sign this thing, it doesn't work. You've got the union saying that he should. So immediately we actually have a fight over not new legislation per se, but actually something which was left over and not quite completed from the last administration.
Indeed. And that's the Bella Bill has been going on for many years. I think it even survived from the fifth parliament through to the sixth, and now it's in the seventh. So it is an ongoing matter. There are real major concerns around the bill. As you say, it's great to see a new chairperson taking the role there, which hopefully will push things through the committee. However, that does remain to be seen. There are huge conflicts within it, and there are several issues that do need to be sorted out. It's not the only bill that has been carried over. There's quite a few that have also being carried over and resurrected. There are quite a few that are still sitting on the president's desk. I think there's over a dozen that are sitting there. However, the new bills that have been, or the old bills that have been carried over, are quite extensive and also quite important to South Africa. And it's good to see that they have actually resurrected a couple of new bills. One is the marine oil pollution. There's a whole issue around that, around regulations and preparedness and response and cooperation with international entities. There's the Older Persons Amendment Bill, which has also just been revived. Public Administration Management Amendment Bill, a great bill that should be revived. It's been revived. That's good. And the Public Service Amendment Bill. And along with that, the Municipal Demarcation Authority Bill. Those five were recently, I think it was last week, they were revived. So they're once again on the table and ready for the new committees to discuss, deliberate, and then present to Parliament.
So, I mean, the question is going to be, Rob, you know, the ANC doesn't have 50% anymore, or more than 50%. So if it wants to get any of these bills, it now actually requires a negotiation with one or more of the partners in Parliament, or even potentially with the opposition. You know, if it wants we've seen this, for example, with John Tlhope being put on the lawyers committee, whatever the SCA, whatever it's called, you know, it basically the ANC voting with the MK to get him on. So it does make for a bit more of a boisterous parliament in terms of people having to actually do a lot of engagement to get bills through. It's not just simply getting the caucus of the ANC to agree.
Great. And that's exactly, for once in South Africa, first time in our new democracy, we actually have a true democracy where within parliament, without one party having an outright say. And that brings interesting times in. I think the new parliamentarians and the new committee members, although the new committee members aren't quite up to speed with, and they don't have prior legislative experience, most won't even know about the committee system and the budget vote or the budget cycle, or even how to read an amendment bill. They've got a steep learning curve ahead of them. And yes, there are people from the previous parliament in the same committees, and they're going to tend to dominate as we go forward. So it'll be up to the newcomers to step up to realize their worth and realize that everybody is at an equal standing within the committee, especially now, and that their voice and their vote within the committees does actually matter. I think it's a great time ahead of us now, seeing true debate, and perhaps a lot of these smaller parties now stepping up to the plate and not just being seat warmers on the bench.
Well, there you go. That is your first parliamentary update for the new parliament with Rob Hutchinson. And I'm sure that any time that a new debate does come up, then he will be informing us and we will be able to make use of his public participation forum, Dear South Africa. So we're going to be chatting to him going forward. Thank you so much, Rob. We'll chat to you again next week. I am Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 High FM.